Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, your weekly communion for all that's holy in the land of tech. Being summoned from the gadget gods for our mortal inspection this week, Nokia comes with music. It does. Well, two phones do. We'll have the deets. Speaking of music, HMV are fighting back, that plucky pup. Doesn't he know it's a record he's staring at? And find out the UK's favourite gaming character. Here's a clue. No, still not got it. Plus, whatever else we can think of, the we I refer to is myself and, of course, my co-host, Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. So, it's rant time again.
Yes. Sorry, I was just stifling a burp there.
Oh, nice. Was that just your compact rant?
Yeah, well, I've been so busy this week, but nothing's had time to annoy me. Oh. Or I haven't had time to be annoyed by anything, or whatever the sentence construction is there. I think my syntax is all over the place. I did see one thing in the paper on the way into work today.
Oh, good.
This is the classic fallback of the lazy journalist. It's in the Metro, and just slightly relate to technology. And there's this guy who's been banged up for photocopying £10 notes.
Yeah, that would do it.
Actually using a photocopier, but then obviously augmenting it with foil strips somehow and a watermark. Clearly a very talented guy.
Is it that easy?
No, it's not that easy, because this is what annoyed me about it. Was the judge said, you clearly have a degree of skill, a high degree of skill at counterfeiting, and this makes your offence worse.
What?
I couldn't understand that. So they're penalising the guy for aptitude, but basically. It's saying so if you just photocopied notes
if
really
you did
badly,
if
you're a crap counterfeiter, you only get like a slap on the wrist. This guy, who's like an artist of sorts, okay, a criminal, but, you know, not without talent. Perhaps his talents could be put to good use.
Perhaps
painting murals on,
on
youth centres and things. And, the guy's got 5 years just because he's good at his job.
Well,
that's what I feel like sometimes doing this.
Just photocopying T3 and putting out last year's.
No, edition. Just, you know, being punished for
So what you're saying is you're being punished for being good at your job.
Yeah, by having to come here every week.
Being the only one who's in any way talented. Okay, well, all right, worthy rant. Now,
thanks.
On to Nokia comes with music.
Mm.
It was all slightly puzzling, wasn't it? This when it was first announced, what exactly it was entailed, but we have got all the details now.
Yeah, that's good because we had a long conversation about last week where we didn't
a ponderous
really
one where we sort of filled in a few gaps.
Where we were
that sort
thinking,
of
well, wouldn't it be good if it came with this? But I reckon it'll come with this, and that won't be good.
So, okay.
Yeah, no, and I think we were correct on a few points.
Yes, yes. First, the handset, the 5310.
Yeah,
and it's not actually that bleeding edge, really, is it?
No, it's not, no. Although it will then be on the Tube and the N95, I think, isn't it? Or the
it's
N96?
On, if you go to Carphone Warehouse, you can get it on the 8GB N95.
Right.
Which is a superior music phone in pretty much every way to the 5310.
It still doesn't sound great, though. Although maybe that's just my personal taste. I never think Nokia music players sound particularly good, because particularly considering how much they sort of invest in them. But anyway.
But given that the 5310 isn't an amazing phone, £130 pay as you go.
Yeah, it's a bit, I don't know, it's a tough one because you can download 2 million tracks if you so desire. So if you really make hay while the sun shines, then...
T3.com pointed out that it takes 3 minutes to download a song.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This is where the maths starts.
So some T3 wag has calculated that at that rate you could download 175,200 tracks in a year.
Right, okay. That's still quite a lot. But
yeah, you couldn't get 2 million. You know, you'd be there.
Although you'd have no time to listen to them.
But actually, I was going to add to that statistic, you'd have to have about 0.5 terabyte on your phone to store it all.
But you do get to store it on a PC as well, don't you?
Yeah, the way it works, this is the sort of clarification I guess we needed, is that you download it to your PC, okay? You've got, as you say, you've got a choice of 2 million tracks. It takes 3 minutes to get each one, so you can get through about 175,000 in a year, should you wish. Now, you can store those on your PC, and they'll be there for a year, okay? At which point you can transfer them to your phone, all this kind of thing, and they'll be on your phone for a year. Now, once your year is up, you can't download any more tracks.
Right.
But
yeah, you have to renew your... Yeah. And you also have to upgrade your phone, don't you?
This is the rub, okay? So you've got them on your phone, you've got them on your PC. They'll stay there for life as long as you have that PC and that phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you change your PC. Sorry, mate, all your music's gone. Change your phone, all your music's gone.
If you've got an Apple computer, basically, you've got it for about 2 years at the outside.
So the only then way of renewing a subscription and keeping all your music and getting more downloads is to buy another Nokia comes with music phone.
Yes, that's what they see, because that's the thing.
That
it's
is
not
an
simply,
Asperger.
You don't just carry on paying your monthly pay as you go or subscription or whatever. You actually do have to upgrade and you have to.
And as it stands, there's no possible, you know, if you go, I quite like a Sony Ericsson, but I want all this music, you know, you can't just keep paying a subscription away.
Yeah, well, that's they're using the Apple model there, aren't they, really? I mean, I understand it from Nokia's point of view. I reckon that will change because I think people will find that a bit of a weird way.
There
of
are
doing
plenty
business,
of people, though, who only buy Nokias, so this isn't going to be a problem for them.
Yeah, yeah, for them it's fine. For them it's fine. And also, I mean, it's going to take a year before anybody has the chance to get annoyed by it. So they've got 12 months of grace, at the very least. the one thing I did want to find out, and nobody seems to be able to tell me, I suppose I could have phoned up Nokia and done some research, but I didn't, is what quality are the tracks? Are they like 128 kilobits per second?
Is it very
you don't
question.
Know either, do you?
I don't know either. I'm looking at you. I'm assuming they're AAC.
Yeah, or WMA, DRM, blah, blah, blah.
I'm guessing AAC, because that's what Nokia tend to use. And I'm just going to have a complete stab in the dark that that'll be 96.
Or something low, anyway. I'm going to find out for next week.
But 96 AAC isn't that bad.
Anyone listening to this will probably have also found out.
Yeah, we'll probably have that guy who emailed in and told us that we got the pixel count wrong on the cam. you know your stuff, okay? Email us in again and let us know. We'll read out the answer next week, okay?
We're desperate.
Also, any other corrections you want to make, get them in that one email. We'll get them out of the way. Okay, so it will be coming out on the Tube. Mm. That's probably going to be a bit more exciting.
Yeah, I think it's good for the Tube. I mean, it's sort of... I think it's like the germ of a really good way of selling music, but I think this thing of like having to renew every year and not being able to, because even Apple let you transfer between, they have to be Apple devices, but let you transfer between five or six devices.
And if you change your PC, there are ways of, you know,
exactly. You can keep it forever across as many computers as you like.
Overall, Duncan, is this ZZ Top or Spinal Tap's rock bottom?
It was Big Bottom, actually.
Bollocks.
Rock Bottom. There's somewhere called Rock Bottom by Robert Wyatt.
Yeah, you're right. It's Big Bottom going out of my mind. How can I leave this behind?
Exactly.
Yeah. Clever play on words there. Yeah, sorry. I'll do that again. So, overall, Duncan, is this ZZ Top or Spinal Tap's... I can't even say it. Spinal Tap's Big Bottom.
It's stuck in the middle with you, I think, isn't
okay.
I do apologise for that.
That's very good.
You're sat
on the fence, but you used a clever pun to get there, I'll accept. Yeah. Okay, staying with music and the future of music, because Next Generation, it's good enough for Pepsi, it's good enough for Star Trek, and now it's good enough for HMV. It's unveiling its first future store, designed to be the saviour of Mr. Master in his legendary voice. It's opening not far away, this, actually, at Y City in Europe's largest inner-city shopping centre, the Westfield
Centre. Oh, yeah. Well, that's good.
Springing up.
I can't wait to get down there.
I see it every time I commute to the T3 office. It's there, yes.
Apologies to anybody who doesn't live in London.
Yes.
It's nowhere near you. But, I mean, shopping centres aren't very nice, are they? So
no.
You're not really missing out.
But this might be. Have you heard what's going to be in this next generation HMV store?
And they've got sort of like booths where you can buy MP3s or something, which didn't strike me as being
this is the old idea of the record booth, isn't it, really?
Well, I suppose it is a bit, in a way.
Jazzed up.
It'd be better if you could go in that one of those ones where you go in and cut your own record. Cut your own MP3 to take your band in there.
Well, yes, excellent. And a little memory stick pops out at the end.
I'd like that.
Yes.
I think HMV have obviously heard somewhere along the line that digital music is, you know, quite popular and that people don't any longer feel the need to buy
these interactive
CDs,
digital kiosks, as they're called.
Interactive digital kiosks.
The word interactive crops up in this HMV.
That's interactive as in it's got a keyboard and a screen.
Yeah, so basically you'll be able to preview, purchase and download MP3s, which is pretty much what you can do at home.
Yeah, and also... Yeah, and it's an expansion of what you can already do from the sort of CD listening posts that they have in HMV anyway, which actually presumably don't run off CDs anymore anyway, and haven't for years. I'm sure it'll be a very exciting experience going to crap hole shopping centre in West London to sit in a booth and listen to MP3s.
But... interactive games hub.
Okay.
So presumably you
try out games.
Yeah, you can sit there all day and
what's
play
new
games.
About this? My local HMV, which is basically the Oxford Street one,
Yeah, okay. Ages, this is my point. You see, the next one, LCD screens.
Ooh.
They're everywhere in an HMV. Beanbags, comfy chairs. That's good. I like that.
Do you want to really... The kind of people who go to HMV, do you want to be sitting on a beanbag that they've been sat on? Like after the school holidays?
Perhaps like the toilet seat covers that you get. You know, they could have a beanbag cover dispenser next to it and you could, you know...
They're going to end up all covered in like hoodie sweat and heroin and like...
Okay, I think I know the answer to this.
Teenage excretions.
Already. Well. Is this going to be the saviour of high street music?
No.
Okay.
Next.
Well, it's going to be opened by Boris Johnson and Leona Lewis.
Oh, that should do it. So that'll bring in all the cool kids.
Perhaps we should try and get down there on Thursday.
That'll bring in the cool kids
we'll
as well.
We'll see if we have a word with Boris about the future of music retail. They name my blur.
You're in fine form this week, Dan.
I'm on fire. Now, they may not be real, but anyone who hasn't lusted over the unnaturally perky bosom of Lara Croft or the gentle curves of Miss Pac-Man, frankly, lacks a PS1 and Atari VCS to play them on. But the sexually distracting rating of our sprightly companions isn't the only criteria to judge them on, as a new poll reveals. Yes, the London Games Festival has conducted a poll to discover Britain's best-loved video game character, with 500 scrawled answers revealing the authoritative top 10.
Mm.
So, Duncan?
Yes.
Who came top?
Well, I know who came top.
Go on, then.
Well, it was Sonic.
Let's find out if you're right. Yes, that is the unmistakable Sonic music. Was that the, what was the first level called? The Emerald Valley or something?
Brown Ring Hills or something like that. I can't really remember, to be honest.
I had this on the Master System, which was always a bit of a poor cousin to the Mega Drive.
Yeah, I always thought the Master System was some sort of sexual device.
In fact, there was quite a few... bit of nostalgia going on in this list.
Do you know, can I just say something? I'm not at all nostalgic for Sonic, and I always thought he was rubbish.
I didn't quite get it, because there are other more, you know, misty-eyed,
irritating, sassy hedgehog.
Because Mario came second. I would have thought he'd have beaten off Sonic by now.
As it were. I just think Sonic's rubbish. I mean, a hedgehog is not, you know.
But what is it?
At least plumbers are usually quite threatening.
What exactly has this blue-spined friend got that you know, dodgy Italian plumbers lack?
I don't know exactly. Well, he's never been crushed, found flat in a road like most of his most of his brethren. And he doesn't come and steal your bread with milk on it.
Okay, well, enough Sonic.
Is that what hedgehogs eat?
Oh, that's it.
For some reason.
Other nostalgia characters?
Was Alex Kidd in there?
No.
Because I thought he was also rubbish, so I'm glad he's not in there.
All right, okay. Donkey Kong, number four?
Are they talking about... I didn't really like those. I'm sorry, very curmudgeonly this week. I never really liked those. I liked Donkey Kong, obviously. I didn't really like Donkey Kong Country or...
Yeah.
When they started introducing...
The original Game & Watch Donkey Kong was...
Yeah,
was
and the
good.
Original arcade game. But yeah. Like Donkey Kong, Diddy Kong, Funky Kong, who is the sort of urban gorilla.
Well, isn't there kind of urban legend that it was meant to be Monkey Kong and they got it mucked up in the translation or something and they all got printed up and they were called Donkey Kong?
Quite possibly.
Good.
I don't know.
I'm glad you can answer that authoritatively.
I will say King of Kong is a bloody good film.
Excellent. Which I've plugged on number five, Pac-Man.
Again, a bit lucky in character. I mean, Ms. Pac-Man at least
had a bow.
Had a bow on her head. Yeah, yes.
Yeah. little something there.
She was very sassy.
Blanka from Street Fighter made it in at number 10.
Okay, fair enough.
Admittedly, with 1% of the vote.
I preferred M. Bison. Just a very funny name.
Who was it who did the Hadouken? Who was that?
He was called something like Ken or Dave or Brian.
Was it Ryu? I can't
remember. Was it Ryu? Oh, sorry.
God knows. Ken was a bit flash, wasn't he? Okay. In fact, the only bang up-to-date character that made it into the top 10 was Nico from GTA 4. Ninth with 2%.
I sometimes wonder about young people these days, frankly.
Or
actually, I suppose this would be coming more from old people.
Lara Croft was third with 16%, but, you know, I mean, she's getting on. There's, you know, a spot of cellulite around those legs these days, you know.
Yeah, she's not. And what about Solid Snake?
For instance.
Is he not in there? He's quite a good character. I mean, he's as computer games characters go, there can't be many who have had more lines of dialogue than he has.
Hmm. Well,
Wittering on
I
endlessly about the state of the planet.
Compiled a list, given our fondness for blasts from the past.
Okay.
How do you rate these pixelated heroes? The runner from Daley Thompson's Decathlon.
That was Daley Thompson, wasn't it?
Well, it was meant to be, but it was white, with a white afro.
Yeah.
I think, you know, 8-bit programming, the lack of colours.
Yes, possibly. Or Ocean just didn't want to put off the sort of racist vote. I don't know. Because you can have a program promoted by a black man, but don't actually have a black man in the program.
Do you remember everyone's favourite egg, Dizzy?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, no, you see, I think he had a lot more personality.
Yeah.
I prefer sassy eggs to sassy hedgehogs.
He was a bouncy little egg.
Sassy eggs don't require the same suspension of disbelief because they're intrinsically impossible.
Yep.
Whereas a hedgehog is just kind of a lame thing, so why try to make it sassy?
Well, you're not big on animals, so let's see how this one fares. James Pond, underwater agent.
Yeah, but he was just a walking pun, wasn't he?
Yes.
That's when your entire thing, your entire reason for being is based on being a very poor pun.
Well, the levels, A View to a Spill, Leak and Let Die.
You see, that just makes
you think of... From Sellafield with Love.
Okay, the first two of those just make me think of like products that people have got incontinence. They don't make me think of James Bond or of, you know, lakes or anything.
I actually preferred James Pond 2, which was RoboCod.
You see, where's the link? That's,
James Bond, RoboCop, they're all, you
they're
know,
both films.
They all live in the same place.
Okay. Whoever it was who made those games just hadn't thought it through. They were just were taking the public for idiots.
I think this one's really underwhelming. Echo the Dolphin.
Yeah. That was like the kind of game that parents would buy for their children. Yeah. It's meant
you'd
to be improving.
Unwrap that at Christmas, you'd be like, mm.
It's like, I mean, even as an adult, when you sort of play it as... And you think, well, this is trying to take a different tack to computer gaming. And after about 5 minutes, you think, yeah, and that different tack is there's no excitement and you don't get to kill anything.
Okay, well, last but not least, our two-legged, no-armed friend, Horace, from the eponymous Sinclair Spectrum games. Remember him?
Yeah, the original computer game character, really. I can't think of anything before, because he had, and also the first franchise.
Yeah,
in a way,
Horace Goes Skiing.
Yeah, Horace Goes Skiing.
Horace and the Spiders, which I think was a Donkey Kong ripoff.
Horace and the Spiders is terrifying, as I recall. And Horace Goes Skiing was at the cutting edge of...
Horace Goes Skiing was fantastic.
Skiing games.
But there was a bit of Frogger at the beginning of it. It was just like they did the skiing game and went, this is a bit boring.
Yeah, let's have some Frogger.
Let's put Frogger in.
That's what I used to love about...
So you had to cross the road to get to the ski shop, the ski hire shop.
Yeah, that's right.
And then cross back with your skis.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was brilliant, because that's what I loved about the original home computer games, was they just gleefully ripped off anything that was going. It was like nobody at that time had a copyright lawyer or something. even on the BBC Micro, which was, I suppose, indirectly state-owned, they just quite happily put out complete rip-offs of Defender, mm-hmm. Frogger, Scramble, all the sort of arcade games of the time. Let's have more of that.
Crazy days. Well, that is enough misty-eyed nostalgia for one weekend. Just about enough everything. Just time, Duncan, for your quick-fire responses to this week's last words, starting with the Hyundai Apple Lifestyle car.
Yes. Well, apparently that's a Hyundai with a load of Apple stuff in the back.
Basically, yeah. I couldn't quite see what made it a lifestyle.
It is a car thief's dream, I suppose. Yeah. not that they wouldn't take the car, obviously. They just
nick
take the stuff off the back
seat.
The
Surface Tension arcade coffee table.
Yes, that's quite nice.
This is
talking about retro gaming.
A new designer spin on the arcade machine.
It's definitely one of the nicer ones that I've seen. There are quite a lot of those out there, but that is plush.
Okay, the Jean-Michel Jarre designed iPod speaker. It kind of looks like a fancy can.
Yeah, Jean-Michel Jarre is rubbish.
Okay, that's that verdict. And lastly but not least, the circular-screened Motorola Aura.
Mm. Well, it's another winner from Motorola. Yeah. I think we can all agree that's going to turn around their fortunes.
I think actually it's basically a reimagining of the worst phone ever released, which was the Motorola V70.
Yeah. We're revisiting past non-glories.
But past failures.
What's going to be next? Like a sort of pyramid-shaped phone with no speaker.
That's it. Bose will probably bring that out. They always come up with really bizarre, completely ridiculous designs.
Bang & Olufsen.
Well, you rate as a leading rate, which is below petty officer, but above able seaman. You'll be glad to know.
Good.
We'll leave you to ponder that double entendre and remind you to get all the latest on T3.com. Find T3 on the shelves and find us on iTunes. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.